Eight o'clock, we're gonna call Huntsville County. Water District Court. And we will look at the, no public comment, unless John wants to comment, and we'll look at the consent agreement.
Only thing on the consent agenda is the minutes from last meeting.
I make a motion to approve this printed.
Second.
We have a motion second to approve the minutes from last meeting. Public comment? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. If passes, we'll go to the cancellation.
But we, like we were saying, we didn't have anybody file to make a contested race, so we're able to cancel that election.
I move that we pass an order to cancel the general election for the purpose of electing directors for the district and to declare for unopposed candidates, the election of unopposed candidates.
So we have, we got a second for the motion. Gary made the motion to cancel. All in favor? Aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. We go to tab three.
Our annual water line contract that we had awarded a year ago has expired. McInerney had won it last year, and so we rebid that thing. And we've got three bids came in. Fambro Construction, which has done it for us before. We have a little experience with Fambro. They're a good outfit out of Stephenville. CJB Construction out of Granbury, they're the one that had it prior to McInerney. They had it a couple of years prior to McInerney. They're a good outfit as well. And we had a new contractor named Day Services from Cleburne bid it for the first time. I don't know anything about them, but they ended up being the high bidder. And McInerney didn't bid it again. I think he's got some other things going on that he's gonna work on. That second page there, you can see a calculation of what we did. The way we graded these, the proposals, is we looked at the next two jobs that we foresee coming up. County Road 21, 23, that's Ridgeview, the two roads in Ridgeview. We applied their numbers to Ridgeview, and you can see CJB was $361,911 for Ridgeview. That's quite a bit lower than the other two contractors. And the other job that we are foresee doing under this contract is Paluxy Estates. That's that little subdivision over on the other side of the river. That's gonna using CJB's number, they were low on that subdivision as well at $176,000. If you combine those two jobs, and that's probably about all we're going to get done over the next 7 months. We set this up so it'd be a 7 month project. We're going to try to start ending this contract at the end of our fiscal year, so that when we go from one fiscal year to the other, we'll just award those contracts so that they're not overlapping fiscal years. But if we do manage to get both of these subdivisions done, cost for CJB is going to be a total of $538,000 to do these two. We don't have that much money left in the budget, so we'll, if we do, if you guys choose to do that much work here in the next 7 months, we'll have to do a budget revision like we've done in the last couple of years.
We have the money for this, $500,000.
No, we don't. Right now, we've only got about half that much money in the budget. Now, in reserves, we do have enough that we can, you guys can do a budget revision, and we can go ahead and fund both of these jobs. That's what we've been doing the last couple of years. We've been going over since the plant value went down. You know, we've only had $600,000-$700,000 a year to spend on extensions, and we've been having to come out of reserves to keep a crew busy all year long.
So you would go with the Ridgeview first. You're saying money for that.
No, actually, we're gonna do Paluxy Estates first.
Okay.
Yeah, we do have the money for Paluxy Estates.
Yeah.
And by the time it's done, we'll come back to you guys. And I mean, we don't have to do Ridgeview this year. We can stop at the end of Plexi Estates if y'all choose to. The reason that we want to do Plexi Estates first is because the county's repaving it this summer, and they've asked us to get in there and get our work done in front of them, because we're going to have to put most of those lines in the roads in Plexi Estates because it's so tight. And as soon as we get it put in, the county's going to come along behind us and repay. At one of the meetings, we'll reconvene, and if y'all want to, we'll go ahead and move some money over, and we'll do Ridgeview. We've had, since we last spoke, you know, I talked to you guys last year, last meeting about Ridgeview. We only had three people signed up, and since then, I think sounds like we're gonna get four or five more, so we're gonna be up to seven or eight people in Ridgeview. We're gonna get enough to get started on that. Really want to do it. I mean, we need to do it. It's a good, I mean, that's.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of in the long run, they'll probably come on.
Yeah, they'll come on. And, you know, that's kind of the way the Oaks was. The Oaks took a long time to get enough people interested, and I think we had about 10 when we started the Oaks. Now, since we put the water lines in, we're up to about 30 in the Oaks. So once we get in there, they start coming around.
When do you think CJB will be ready to start on
that? I bet they'll start here in the next couple of weeks, don't you think?
So they're on board as of today.
As soon as y'all award this contract, I'll give them a notice to proceed, and we'll get them going.
Have we used them before?
Yes, yeah. We've used them. I think we've used them three years. They had the 3 years prior to McInerney. Oh, they're a good outfit. They're good to work with.
Well, I'll make a motion to authorize the general manager to reach an agreement with CJD for the work between March 12, 2018 through September 12, 2018.
We have a motion and a second. Any further comment? If not, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. It's passed 4.
Our depository agreement with First Financial Bank is expiring, and we've reached out to those guys and asked them to extend that depository agreement. We don't have any requirement in the Water Code to bid the depository out. Some entities have to bid their depositories out every 2 years or every year. We don't have to. We can pick who we choose to work with, and you know, we have a good relationship with First Financial, and it's a real hassle to change accounts, because we got to buy all new checks. We just got to change all of our systems. So
make a motion that we approve a 2-year extension for the depository agreement with First Financial Bank.
Second. We have a motion second to extend the depository agreement with First Financial. Any further comments? If not, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it.
Have they begun to loosen up the interest rates a little bit?
You know, we don't really keep enough money at First Financial to make any difference. But the interest rates are getting better. We bid out some CDs here just 3 weeks ago, I think. What was that interest rate we got on?
Gosh, I forgot.
It's like
2.3. I was thinking it was 2.4.
2.4.
Yeah,
You know, a year ago we were.
Trust money that we have in the maintenance trust.
Like a year ago, we were getting a little over 1, and now we're up to 2.4, so it's...
Yeah, significantly more.
Things are getting better. And we can make some money now with our fund balance at 2.4.
You're hitting a record pace, Sam.
Mm-hmm. On the general manager's report, we talked about Ridgeview. We've got what we feel is enough to get started on Ridgeview. All it took was telling them we weren't going to do it until we got enough signed up, and I think it's going to happen now. Lake Level, like I said, we're just almost full. We're about 3/10 away from spillway. Waterline extension update. We finally went to, we went to the third page on this extension report. We're out on County Road 2010, which is the next, it's the next county road past the Fossil Rim Road. It's, I got Tipton's name on there.
We've got a short line on that one, don't we?
We did a little short line where we ran down there just a, oh, just three or four lots where they had recently developed it. And then we stopped because we were needing to get out there where those people were without water. And we finally got back. We had, oh, six or eight properties there that were, they were all somewhat interested. And I think, what have we had, four or five of them sign up so far? Mm-hmm. I think we've had four or five of them sign up, which is pretty good for no longer than it is. I think right now it shows we're putting in 3,500 feet. So putting in 3,500 feet and getting four customers. And I think as soon as we get it done, we'll probably have another more, a couple more sign on. So we're going to get that done. Then we're going to head to, actually McInerney's finishing that one up. He may still be working on that when we start CGB over in Biloxi Estates.
Anything going on in Fossil Trail?
No. No. I don't think so. One of these days it'll kick off and it'll go. Next report is our account balances. That's all the money we have. And I think now we finally have that bottom portion of it, the capital maintenance and trust. We finally have all of our, now there's still one. We still have one CD that's just a 1 year, don't we?
We have the general fund up there that we still do 1 year.
This one right here, is that still 1 year?
I need to update that.
Okay.
Just this one is
down at the bottom. There's one that's showing still a 1 year CD, but it just changed to a 2 year CD. So everything we've got now is on 2 year CDs, and they're renewing every 6 months. So then we got our water usage report. We're up to 595 customers. I think as soon as we finish these next two subdivisions, we'll be well over 600 customers. Which I wouldn't have thought we'd be at 600 customers this quick, but we, it seems like nowadays somebody walks in the door every day wanting a meter set.
That's great. What do you remember? What did we income from water sales last year? I know we had it. I don't know. You remember? Don't look. You don't.
Well, I've got it here pretty close.
That's fine. Should be.
I can tell you what we budgeted for this year, and it'll be pretty close to what we'll bring in.
$450,000. Well,
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. I mean, we really hadn't, you know, ever anticipated making a whole lot of money off water sales. You know, eventually one of these days we may have to try to make a little bit more. I mean, we've held our rate to exactly the same as it was since the day we started selling water, and that's a big part of the reason why we've got 600 customers, because they realize how good a value it is.
Yeah,
we had to make a slight adjustment because between it really had very little effect on the individual.
Yeah, it really wouldn't. I mean, it wouldn't. I mean, we could increase that. Our rates by 50%, and you know, that'd just be $700,000, you know, rather than 450. So I mean, it wouldn't mean a whole lot of money to us to raise our rates. I mean, we're always better off raising our tax rate because we have such a big tax base. I mean, we can raise our tax rate just a hair and make a whole lot more money than we can make selling water.
Yeah.
if we need to. You can look, compared to last February, we sold 12,200,000 gallons. This February, we sold 14,600,000 gallons, so we're...
2.5 million.
Mm-hmm. Next report on there is the park report. Still not a whole lot going on in the park. I bet, you know, I'm sure we'll have a big week this week, being spring break. Things are starting to...
Be warmer than the water. Right?
Yeah, starting to kick off. That's all I've got.
Looks like you still have a good number of fishermen coming out, though.
I mean, we do. Since we've changed the rules, we've become the kayak fisherman spot. Yeah, we on the fishing websites, the kayak fishermen talk about coming down here a lot, and yeah, it's worked out good in that regard.
They catching a lot of fish.
I think they are catching a lot of fish.
Well, that's a good idea for a guy to come out and fish. If they can catch fish out of the kayak, they're not too much on their friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you said a minute ago about if we did raise the rates on it, suggested we did, that would let us to double the amount of line we could put in, because this time the 7 months, 500,000-something, you said that brings up to 7.
I mean, that's if you raised it 50%. That's if you went from $2 a thousand to $3 a thousand.
If we have that many people, if they're interested, that would be an added reason we might have to look at that.
Yeah. What are y'all doing across the back way there? It looks like you're spreading the stuff in the Biloxi, but how? Are you
going
to have to receive that over there?
Yeah, well, you know, that's the same thing that we did throughout the whole park, and we've eventually got it established in Bermuda. But Bermuda grass grows pretty good on that,
yeah,
on that gravelly stuff that we pulled out. And then eventually the native grasses will come in. But yeah, the whole that whole peninsula had been mined for rocks. It was just a bunch of holes, and it was just kind of a gravel pit, and kind of the same as the whole park area. The whole park area was done the same way, and we graded it with that sand and gravel, and eventually, you know, over a few years, it...
You're not piling it on those trees real thick, are you?
No, we... where the trees are at, they didn't... I don't think... He didn't pile any around the trees, especially that one tree on the left. There's one really big peach tree over there, but we were careful not to pile any up on it.
Have you had any recent tests on your bacteria in your lake?
You know, we got tested here two or three weeks ago, but we haven't seen the results yet. Now, our last test, which was the last one that we have results on, when was it? Is that in November?
Yes, sir.
I think it was in November, and we got a bad test on it. It so happened that JD, I think he had to shut the plant down because they were cleaning filters, doing a cleanse on it. And they came out and they tested the next week after that, and we think that while he was cleaning the filters, we got a slug of water through there. And it wasn't dangerous water, it was just water that wasn't treated by the nano. It was treated, it had gone through the membrane and it was disinfected. I mean, it's perfectly safe. But it was water. We got a slug of water out there where they tested that wasn't treated through the nano, and you know, there's really nothing that we can do to prevent that. If it comes time that he's got to shut the nano down and do his back flushes, if that water that goes through that day ends up being out there at Cheyenne Hills the day that they come test, it's going to be high in trihalomethanes, and that's what happened in November.
We got that's where they test out there.
Yeah, they tested the furthest point. That's where that test came in bad, and I think they also tested it Outlaw Station, but I don't think it was. I don't think that test was bad, was it? Yeah, there's another test that's over there by Dr. Wyatt's place. It's closer in, and they test there, but it was close enough in that I think it tested okay.
Do they come back and hit you pretty quick after that again, or?
Well, they come quarterly. They check us four times a year.
So even if you test bad like that, they...
Yeah, even if you test bad, you know, and it takes more than one test. They look at the average of all four of them. So it takes more than that one test for us to have to start sending out notices again. Now, if we get this, when we got tested here 3 weeks ago, if it comes back bad as well, it may knock our average up to where we have to send notices out again, but...
Just to justify their existence, they probably don't give any warning either, do they?
They give you about a week's notice, but I think...
More than either.
Yeah. And that whenever it happened back in November, I think JD had just started that black back flushing on his plant whenever he got noticed, so there wasn't anything we could do. He just went ahead and went through with it, and yeah.
How long did he have the back flush?
What does he do with it? Every month? The one that he...
Every month.
Yeah, I think that was a monthly.
Wow. The big clean.
The big clean. He does, I mean, yeah. They do a small clean every day or two, but then the big clean, they do once a month where they back flush the filters.
And the back flush just goes down the creek.
Right.
All right. Well, we've had a long meeting this time. If we can, any further comment, or if not, then we're ready for a motion.
I make a motion with adjourn.
Second.
Hey, we got a motion, second to adjourn. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.